I will read from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. Great honor to be here again with all of you. Mindful of God's goodness to us, I am thankful for the wonderful preaching we've heard already this evening. I ask you please to help me as I try to preach. Very honestly, I don't want to try to do this without you, okay? I once heard a young man in his earnest zeal, he said, "Well, bless God, I'll just preach without your amens." He didn't do it. I need your help tonight, please. And I want to do my best to be a voice for God. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, chapter 47 of Ezekiel, I will read beginning at verse 1. "Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whether the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because the waters issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." And may the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want you to look with me again, please, to verse number 5. "Afterward he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over." If the Lord would stand by me, I want to preach to us tonight a message entitled, "An Experience You Never Get Over." I was very touched last night as I saw the large group of young people that were here in the service last night, the first night of meeting. And I'm again very, very blessed and appreciative of this great group of youth that are among us. And I thank God that God is raising up a generation of young people among we, the independent holiness people. I do not think that we should allow that which is superficial and shallow to be the norm among our youth. But we need something that has depth. We need something that has a genuine move of the power of the Holy Ghost. Some time ago, I personally read a letter that came from the general superintendent of the Cleveland, Tennessee Church of God. He wrote this letter to their pastors. And the superintendent said this. He said, "It has been brought to my attention that now only 51% of our members profess to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues." And he exhorted the pastors and said, "Dear brethren, we must preach to our congregations the necessity of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in other tongues. For if we drop below 50% of those that have the baptism, we in all actuality are no longer a Pentecostal organization. I also know a fact that this year when the General Council of the Assemblies of God convened, they brought forth a resolution to the floor that would change their doctrine in their articles of faith in regard to a person would no longer have to speak in tongues as the initial evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost." You know why? Because those two organizations are suffering this. And this is what is I see happening among many people is the lack of following through in an experience that you never get over. I don't want to be an embarrassment, so I'll not ask you to stand. But it would be staggering if we really knew how few they are among us in this building tonight that really have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I am saying that it is staggering when you begin to understand that there are so few among us that understand the adequacy and the activity and the authority that the Spirit should really have in the service. But I want to preach to us, if we're going to be a movement that thrives, if we're going to be a movement that stands tall in this late hour, we're going to have to see again the power of the Holy Ghost fall among our congregation. We are living in a day when we are so satisfied with that which is superficial. We are too easily contented with that which is shallow. And we are so captivated and thankful for an emotional stir. But yet our people, though they may be moved by a measure, they're not changed with an experience that will totally revolutionize their life and change them and make them what God wants them to be. I want you to look at these verses tonight with me, please. And I want you to see the vision of the river that compels his heart. This man of God is made to realize there is a river. May I preach to you young people that there is a genuine move of the Holy Ghost. I am preaching to a church, sad to say, they are many that have never seen the river. They've never seen a genuine move of the Holy Ghost. Now, the reason why many have never seen the river is because you've never went through the door. Notice the door by whom we have access. I want to tell you the way to the river is through the door. And the door is not what, the door is who. You see, the danger, beloved, of majoring on precepts, of majoring on prohibitions, of majoring on principles. But I want to tell you the door that will lead you to the river is not precepts. The door that will lead you to the river is not prohibitions. The door that will lead you to the river is not principles. No, the door is a person. Let me preach to you. It's not about regulation. It's about a relationship. And that's what we've got to have in this late hour, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. I must confess to you that I am afraid. We are trying to preach rules, and we are trying to preach restrictions to people that are in our congregations that have never been regenerated. You see, the reason why some have no vision of the river is because they've never come by the door. When you come through that door will lead you to the altar. Hallelujah. For you see, the door by whom we have access brings us to a dedication that cannot be avoided. You've got to do more than merely get in the door. You've got to get a little farther in. Would it be odd if I preached to you tonight there's an altar beyond the door? May I preach to you that there's a place of consecration? May I preach to you there's a place of sanctification? Hey, there's an altar beyond the door. There's an experience of holiness. There's an experience of dedication. If I can get you in the door, then I can show you there's an altar beyond the door. Now, the reason why I contend that they are those that have been accepted among us, that have obviously never found the door and never reached the altar that is beyond the door, is because they're still doing the same things as the unchurched. And so what we have is we're trying to work a congregation up into worship in the Spirit when they've never been regenerated by the Spirit. Now, don't get scared. I'm okay. I know what I'm doing. I was born in the morning, but not this morning. Just stay with me. I'm going to preach to you. When my daddy got saved, we had three TVs in our house, and my dad sucked cigarettes every day. My dad drank alcohol. My dad cared nothing for God or anybody that loved God. But he got genuinely saved. He got genuinely saved. And he met Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the door." When Daddy got saved, he threw out all three of his TVs. He got rid of every pack of cigarettes, never picked up another. Are you going to help me while I preach? What I want to know is, how is it that you claim tongue-talking, Holy Ghost religion, and you still got a TV in your house, and you still suck your cigarettes, and you live like the world, and you look like the world, you act like the world, you talk like the world? I come to preach to us, the independent wholeness people, there is an experience that you can get, and you'll never get over. I'm talking about more than just joining up with the church. I'm talking about more than just getting a case of do better. I'm talking about more than just making a resolution. I'm talking about getting regenerated and coming in by the door and finding the altar that is beyond the door, so that God can do a work of holiness in your life.
I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. How about it tonight? Is there anybody in the house that'd like to get an experience that you can't get over? I'm talking about a move of the Holy Ghost that you can't get over.
When you get this experience that you can't get over, it's going to change the way you live. So the first thing I've got to help you to understand is that there really is a genuine move of the Holy Ghost. There is a river. I want you to see not only the vision that compelled his heart, but now there's the venture into the river that controls him. This man gets through the door and he gets to the altar and he's made to realize that the Holy Ghost is really real. Oh, help me please, Holy Ghost. Help me please, Holy Ghost. You need to learn, young people, to let the Holy Ghost have his way. Oh, please help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. Raise your right hand and ask the Lord to have his way right now. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say a word more than what the Holy Ghost wants me to say. Ask the Lord to help the preacher right now. God's going to demonstrate his power in this service here. That's why I want to walk softly. I want to take my time. I don't want to get ahead of the Holy Ghost. Now, what I want to preach to you young people about, and there are many of you that have perhaps received the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost, but yet you've not come to that place to know what it is to be controlled by the move of the Holy Ghost. You've not yet come to that actual reality of giving everything to the Spirit. Watch this vision that Ezekiel had. Note there the submerging that hides the man. First, the water is at his ankles. Then secondly, it is at his knees. And then thirdly, it moves to his loins. When it's to his ankles, that's representative of his walk. When it comes to his knees, that is indicative of his worship. When it comes to his loins, that implicates his will. I want to tell you, when the Spirit of God has full control of your life, he will affect your walk, he will affect your worship, and he will affect your will. And the reason why I am so sure that some of you have never had that experience, because you're not walking holy. But when the Holy Ghost gets control, he's going to lead you into a holy walk. Watch this man as he steps into the river. It's a step out. It's a step into. And it's a step away from. And that's what the Spirit of God wants to do in some young lives tonight. He wants you to step out.
Oh, hallelujah.
He not only wants you to step out, he wants you to step into. Oh, hallelujah. But when you step out and you step into, you're stepping away from. I learned as a young boy that if I was going to have the Spirit of God in my life, I had to step out. I had to step into, but I had to step away from. For you see, the deeper he gets in the river, the farther he's from the shore. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now let me tell you something about what the Holy Ghost will do in your life. He wants to be your teacher.
He wants to be the one that will lead and guide you into all truth. And as the Holy Ghost leads you into those deeper things of the Spirit, you will leave the superficial and you will leave the shallow and you'll find yourselves into the depths. Oh, would you help me while I preach? Now, the Scripture says this, grieve not the Spirit. Now, watch that word grieve. You cannot grieve your enemy. The Holy Ghost is your friend. And I've learned, as you must learn, that if you are going to please God, you're going to have to learn to walk in the Spirit. For if you'll walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Would you help me while I preach? You see, there are some of you young people that in your walk, you're struggling because your peers watch movies. Your peers stay on that social sewer. Amen. The technical network and all the things that are going on. But you've got to learn, I'm walking deeper and I'm walking away from, and I'm not going to indulge in those things. You see, that carnal mind is at enmity with God. It's not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can be. But what I want to know, is there a group of young people at this camp meeting tonight that'll say, I want a deeper walk. I want my life controlled. I want my life consumed. I want my life captivated by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want an experience that I never get over.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You see, this man, as he begins to submerge into the Spirit, into that river, it's to his ankles. It's in his walk. But now it comes to his knees. That is indicative of his worship. And there's one thing that we need among us. We need worship that is in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And once the Holy Ghost has your walk, and once the Holy Ghost has your knees, where you learn how to worship him in spirit and in truth, now it's to the loins. Here lies the strength of a man, but he gives himself to the river, and now the river has control of him. And I am preaching to some of you here tonight, there is a war within you, and it's a war of your will against the word of God. Oh, shiyalabaya katabaya. There is a war that is going on within you that is against the word of God. Your will against his word. Your will against what God's word says. But remember, you've been to the door. And remember, you've been to the altar. And you're not your own anymore. For you see, what's been put on that altar has now been holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y, consecrated. And completely given to the Lord. And so you cannot refuse what the Spirit bids you do. Would you help me while I preach? I'm believing God is wanting to introduce into some young lives here tonight a work of sanctification so that God will consume your will, and so your life is in complete control of the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, by and by, the river covers the man up. Oh, hallelujah. As you began to walk in this experience, in the Spirit, by and by you're concealed. By and by you're covered. By and by you're clothed. By and by you're cloaked by the Spirit of God, until ultimately you're covered by the Spirit. Until it's no longer you that wants to be put on a pedestal. It's no longer you that wants to be elevated. It's no longer you that wants to be recognized. But something says, Holy Ghost, hide me. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, will you cover me up?
I don't know how many of you young people here tonight do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I ask God today that He would fill a number of you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I ask God today that He would send the power of the Holy Ghost in this place, and God would do a work in some lives, and you would have that experience that you could not get over. I was 11 years old when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can take you to the church. I can take you to the locale. They were seven of us that went through the baptism in that one service. My life has never been the same since. I saw what God did for Mom and what God did for Dad, but seeing what they had was not enough. I had to get it for myself. And I want to preach to some young people here tonight. There's an experience of the Holy Ghost for you. I said there is experience of the Holy Ghost for you. No. You know what that meant? That meant I couldn't go to the picture show with that other crowd. That meant I couldn't read them books they read. That meant I couldn't go to them places they went to. But that was all right. I had an experience that I couldn't get over. Now, I'm trying to show you that the work that the Spirit wants to do in your life, young person, is a work of submerging. He wants to hide you. Oh, hallelujah. But this submerging leads to surrender. For while I see the submerging into the river hides the man, I also see his surrendering to the river holds up the man. For you see, now he gives himself to the river, to the toe, and to the flow of the river. And the river now conveys him. The river now conveys and carries him. Man and motivation are now one. And he is at one with the Spirit. He is moved by the Spirit. What do you say about on a Tuesday night? Would you like to get somebody in the altar tonight that the Holy Ghost power would move on? I'm talking about moved by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about moved on by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's one thing that we have got to have, and that is a revival of the move of the Holy Ghost. I hear you talking. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you think. Well, Brother Shad, I really don't know if you got to lay aside all that. I really feel like I can watch my movies. I really feel like I can go to the picture show. I really feel like that I can indulge in the things of this world. I don't have to do all of those things that those holiness young people do. I got one question for you. Can you get anointed like they can? Oh, hallelujah. Can you get anointed like they can? Can you get anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost? You know what? I see a lack of. There is a great need among us for young people that will give themselves wholly and completely to God. Wouldn't it be great if the Holy Ghost would move on some young life in this service, and God would use them in one of the gifts? Are we just going to lose them? Are we going to lose those gifts? Why the want of gifts among us. Why the lack of the moving of the Holy Ghost? I can say it only must be because we're lacking people that will be obedient to the Holy Ghost, that will completely give themselves to the move and the sway of the Spirit. Hallelujah to God. Lift your hands and ask God to have His way right here. There's a vision that compelled his heart. There's a venture into the river that now controls him. But in this vision that Ezekiel has, there is vitality from the river that communicates healing. Everywhere this river goes, it brings healing. May I ask you, please, and would you not be offended? Would you please not be offended at the preacher? But what is your church communicating to your community? What is issuing out from under the door at your church? If I've got any friends, would you please pray for me right now? Oh yeah, they've heard about the bickering. They've heard about the fight. They've heard about the feud. You're not hepping me while I preach. They've heard about the scandal. They've heard about, amen, all the things that's going on at the church house. My God, help us on a Tuesday night when the community, all they hear is about the bickering and the feuding and the fighting. And we're supposed to be the ones that has the love of God. We're supposed to be the one that has the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, we need a revival. And we need the river to flow one more time. We need the amen. I want to know, how in the name of God are we going to make it to heaven with all the bitterness and all the anger and all the unforgiveness and all the fighting and fury? I said we need the river to flow one more time.
You heard about them two boys that was arguing about whose daddy was the biggest and the baddest. One boy said, "You hear about Mount Rushmore?" Little boy looked ignorantly because he didn't know what Mount Rushmore was. And the little boy with confidence said, "You heard about Mount Rushmore? My daddy built it." Another little boy said, "You heard about the Dead Sea?" He said, "No." He said, "My daddy was the one that killed it." Are you the one that killed your church? Oh, come on here now. You the one that said, "Bless God, it's going to be my way or the highway"? You the one that said, "Well, let them all rot and burn. We don't need them no way"? Is that the way you feel about it? Why cannot there be a river of healing? Oh, come on here now. I'm telling you, I'm tired of dead services. I'm tired of a bunch of Christianettes coming and listening to a preacher preach a sermonette and them go home and suck a cigarette in front of their TV set. One more time, we need the river to flow, and we need a move of the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the power of God to fall in the house and somebody get lost in the river. I'm preaching to you, it's not an option. It is imperative. It is an absolute necessity. On a Tuesday night, somebody's got to get in the river. Somebody has got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. How about it? If there's anybody in the house, you get on your feet right now and say, "I've got to get in the river. I've got to get in the river. I've got to get in the river." Lift your hands all over the house. Brother Britt, get me a song. Lift your hands all over the building and worship God. While Brother Brian gets a song, worship the Lord all over the building. You see, there's a freshness from the waters that bring revival.
And there's a fruitfulness from the waters that bring restoration. Holiness begets healing. Waters issued out from the sanctuary. Lift your hands all over the house. Your heads are bowed. I want to do it this way. I know I focused on our youth, and that's where I want to go back to, please. Young lady, young man, there's an experience you can get. You'll never get over it. There's waters that cannot be passed over. Have your way, Lord. Holy Ghost, have your way. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Spirit is subject to the prophet. Have your way right now, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Somebody obey the Holy Ghost. Honor the Spirit of God. Grieve not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Oh, God. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to have his way right now, please. I don't want to get ahead of the Holy Ghost. I wonder how many of you will be honest enough with yourself to be the first to gather in, standing as close as you can up around the front, all the way to these steps, because I want us to have plenty of room. Brother McDonald, in this message tonight, God has called me away from the shore. And I'm going to make that step out. I'm going to make that step into. And I'm going to make that step away from. You know that God's calling you to that life of consecration. I want you to come on right now. I want you to come on right now. Come in. Ladies on my right. Men on my left. Just as close as you can gather here around the front. God's going to give somebody an experience tonight you ain't never going to get over. Lift your hands while you're coming. God is going to give some of our young ladies and some of our men an experience that will be monumental. This service tonight will be a memorial. God's going to give you an experience in the Holy Ghost you're never going to get over. Let's worship God. And you that know how to pray, let's gather in around these. And let's seek the face of... Let's believe God to baptize some of these with the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Old doctors took her money till she had no more. None of them could help her, so she went to see the Lord. It didn't faze her none. Looking at that crowd, she said, I know just how to touch him. And she knelt down on the ground. She said, I'll tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud, fall down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. We got to tear off the roof, break down the walls, send up a praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud, fall down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. Tell me, what would you do for a healer? What does it mean to you? How bad do you want to live? Heard of what you've been going through? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost touched your mind? If you want a drink of this living water, this is what you'll find. You've got to tear off the roof, break down the wall. will praise and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud. Fall down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. All you've got to tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud. Fall down on your knees and make your way. Well, doctors took her money till she had no more. None of them could help her, so she went to see the Lord. It didn't faze her none. Looking at that crowd, she said, I know just how to touch him. And she knelt down on the ground. But she said, I'll tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud. Get down on your knees and make your way through this crowd. Go ahead and tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud. Fall down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. From what you've been going through, how long has it been since the Holy Ghost touched your mind? If you want to drink of this living water, this is what you'll find. We've got to tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, get down on your knees, whatever it takes. Oh, you need to tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up the praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud, get down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. Oh, break down the wall, send up the praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud. Get down on your knees and make your way through the crowd. Tell me, what would you do for a healer? What does it mean to you? How bad do you want the victory of what you've been going through? How long has it been since the Holy Ghost touched your mind? Want a drink of this living water? This is what you'll find. You've got to tear off the roof, break down the wall, send up a praise, and the Holy Ghost will fall. Step into the water, cry out loud, get down on your knees and make your way through the crowd.